So local charities are being urged to apply for a grant in Newcastle Permanent Charitable Foundation's next round of funding. Joining me to have a word about it is the chair of the foundation, Jennifer Leslie. Jennifer, are you well this morning?
I'm very well, thank you, Andrew.
So who should be applying for this funding, Jennifer?
Any charity that has a need for funding that supports youth, social disadvantage, health, is able to apply, provided they have deductible gift recipient status.
Sadly, the description you've given, there's probably quite a number of those groups out there, because in this day and age, plenty of people need help.
Absolutely, and we always get more applicants than we're able to give, so it is, that's always one of the sad parts of this, not being able to help absolutely everyone. But we do encourage those people who are eligible to apply to put in an expression of interest, which is available on the website, and the expression of interest will actually take the two and help them form their grant application to their best advantage.
How much money is available in the pool to help out?
Following on from our 600,000 COVID round, which we've just distributed, we're now distributing $750,000 in this round, Andrew.
So, Jennifer, over the history of the foundation, how much has been handed out to help groups in New South Wales?
Since 2003, Andrew, we've approved over $22 million in funding to almost 500 community projects.
That makes a serious difference to our community, I would have thought.
Yeah, we certainly hope so.
Jennifer, I imagine as the chair of the foundation, whilst this is nice to be able to put out there, you've got a bit of a King Solomon Act going on here where so many people must be applying and you've got to choose who actually gets the money.
Yeah, look, it is always difficult and we try to be as fair as possible around the regions in New South Wales where we distribute and also across the different areas of interest, which I mentioned before, being youth, social disadvantage and health. But we've got some really good material on our website that if those organisations have a look through, it will put them at the best advantage to be successful in a grant application.
Jennifer, how long have you been involved in the foundation?
I've been involved in the foundation for about 4 years, but was appointed as chair just last month.
And how did you come to be involved with it? I mean, it's certainly a worthwhile experience, I would have thought.
Oh, it's a wonderful experience. I'm on the board of the Newcastle Permanent Building Society, so through that connection was invited to join the foundation. But our foundation also has some wonderful community directors as well, where we have from a range of different sectors, and they all bring their own special expertise and insight when we're assessing our grant funding.
It's great that a group such as yours is able to afford funding to help different charities. I mean, ultimately, this is what we're here for. We're here to help everybody, aren't we?
We certainly are, and we really do have a focus on local grassroots charities who are there on the ground making a real difference with innovative solutions to the people in their communities, Andrew.
Excellent work. So the website to go to is newcastlepermanent.com.au/charitable-foundation-funding. There's a couple of slashes in there, but I'm sure
that's
they'll
right.
be able
to... Or they can just go straight to charitablefoundation.com.au.
And that'll sort it out as well.
That'll sort it out, and there's a lot of material there and guidance that will help them with their application.
And what date do they need to be in by, Jennifer?
Okay, they opened on Monday, the 28th of September, and the expression of interest will close on the 22nd of October. So they've still got a little bit of time to get their application in.
Brilliant. Jennifer Leslie, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it this morning.
My pleasure, Andrew.